you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Joe Biden was sworn in as President of the United States, offering a message of unity and restoration to a deeply divided country, reeling from a battered economy and a raging coronavirus pandemic that has so far killed more than 400,000 Americans. Meanwhile, President Trump arrived in Florida after departing Washington, D.C., hours before Joe Biden's inauguration. The president did not attend. First president never to do that. However, according to Joe Biden, Donald Trump did leave behind a very gracious letter in the Oval Office that he picked up. He said it's he's not going to give out the details unless President Trump gives him the okay. But he did say he left a very gracious letter, which was a class gesture to make. What's it like, though, to be president of the United States and then you leave office? What do you do with your lifestyle? I thought we'd check in with Howard Bloom, the author of The Global Brain. And, Howard, it's got to be pretty difficult to adjust after that, don't you think?
It's really difficult. Now, you and I might feel dejected and empty, but the question is, what does Donald Trump feel? And Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence, was the best articulator of what Donald Trump may be feeling after leaving Washington this morning. Lawrence was a hero in the Middle East during World War I. His ability to leap 8 feet onto the back of a camel earned him the awe of the Arabs. So did his ability to distribute vast amounts of gold to tribal chiefs and to lead those tribal chiefs to victory in battle. But when World War I was over, Lawrence went back to England. He continued to be a celebrity, courted by the superstars of his day, but he said about being removed from his equivalent of the White House, about being removed from his Middle Eastern battleground, quote, "You wonder what I am doing. Well, so do I, in truth. Days seem to dawn, suns to shine, evenings to follow, and then I sleep. What I have done, what I am doing, what I am going to do, puzzle me and bewilder me. Have you ever been a leaf and fallen from your tree in autumn and been really puzzled about it? That's the feeling." Not long after this, Lawrence died in a motorcycle accident. So like Lawrence of Arabia, Donald Trump has not yet formulated a plan for what he will do next. In his farewell address, all he could say was, "We will be back in some form." There are biological basics behind what Lawrence was talking about and what Trump may be feeling. We humans desperately need three things: social connection, a sense of purpose, and attention. Without those three things, we go into depression. Our thinking gets sluggish, and our immune system and our ability to fight off illness nosedive. Attention is the oxygen of the human soul. And with it, we flourish. Without it, we wither away. Donald Trump has been fighting for media attention since 1973, when he first appeared in a headline on the front page of the New York Times. For the 48 years since then, Mr. Trump has been making headlines as a president in possession of a Twitter account. He was able to make headlines three times a day all over the world. Without Twitter and the Oval Office, Donald Trump's avenues to attention are severely diminished. But Donald Trump does have paths to a new sense of purpose and paths to social connection. Some of those paths are good, some of them are not. Donald Trump's base of followers is still strong. According to Rasmussen, Republicans who identify as traditional Republicans are 56%. But Republicans who identify as Trump Republicans are 36%, and 36% is roughly 12.5 million people, which is a lot. What's more, according to the Washington Post poll, over 70% of Republican voters believe that Joe Biden's win was fraudulent. The idea is false, but over 70% believe in what Donald Trump calls the steal. What's more, there's a contingent of followers in both the evangelical movement and in the QAnon movement who believe Donald Trump has been sent by God to save America. Some even believe that he will usher in the storm that will lead to the paradise they call the Great Awakening. Trump lost many of his QAnon supporters earlier today when Joe Biden was inaugurated and when Trump failed to produce a miracle that would keep him in power. But among those remaining, some say that we are at war and want to fight with bullets. And Trump promised yesterday, quote, that the movement we started is only just beginning. So Donald Trump will not be alone for very long. But some of those who may give him a reason for living are armed and dangerous, and let us hope he rejects them.
Howard, the fact that he left a letter for Joe Biden, touch of class? What do you think?
It's not only class. My friend, the former governor of New York State, David Patterson, says that when he was going through difficulties, Donald Trump would call him and give him moral support. So there is an element of class or kindness in Donald Trump.
Well, that's a great way to do it. Thanks, Howard Bloom. Wall Street went crazy today, just out of the sight. Now, you can't blame Joe Biden for that, but you know what? What's the economy going to face? There's Mish Shedlock, our registered investment advisor. Mish, what's going on?
A lot of things here. Wall Street is reacting to the fiscal stimulus that it thinks is going to come under the Biden administration. And certainly Biden got off to a start here. He undid 15 things that Trump did. And, of course, Trump undid about 15 things that Obama did. And you start wondering if everybody's just going to keep undoing by executive order. Maybe we shouldn't have so many executive orders in the first place. But back to legislation. Biden's pushing for $2 trillion. He's got Janet Yellen, that's the former Fed chair, is now going to be Secretary of Treasury, coming out in praise of more free stuff. And she says that the borrowing is affordable because rates are low. But rates are low. We've got $27 trillion in national debt, so we can't really hike. But it's affordable, so we keep the rates low. Meanwhile, I went through the plan, and the problem that I have with it is I don't think it's targeted enough. We should not reward, just give money to people, for nothing, that are employed and haven't lost a dime. And we should not reward unemployment in a way that doesn't encourage people to go out and get jobs. So we've gone from one extreme here, nothing, and in the months from September to the end of the year, to going overboard the other way. Why does it always have to be one extreme or another? Meanwhile, I guess I can say, and I believe you would say too, we all wish Biden success here. And I'm certainly rooting for a big success on the vaccine front. Perhaps he makes his first big difference right there.
We all hope that everything works out, Mish. That's the important thing. Mish Shedlock, our registered investment advisor.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.